Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Text line 913-576-7610. Phone lines also the same number. Today, we are doing something a little bit differently. We are not talking about that baseball team. You guys know exactly the baseball team that I'm talking about. Tomorrow, I am very happy to get back to our normal scheduled show. We'll do things as we typically do. Maybe you guys like this, and this will just be an off day thing that whenever they're off, we'll just take a little bit of a break and a respite from the team, and we'll talk about other things, and we'll have fun and relax. But with the way this team is playing right now, I just don't have it in me right now. I just don't have it in me to discuss them today. I want to enjoy my off day too. So we'll get back to regularly scheduled programming tomorrow. If you're looking for a deep analytical breakdown of that baseball team, come back tomorrow and I'll do my best. But today, we're doing things a little bit differently. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 on our national cash contest. We will also take a trip around the three local schools. So we'll head to Kansas, K-State, and Missouri as we continue to not talk about that baseball team today and talk about everybody else. So I have been watching 80s movies in the month of June. It has been a really fun thing to do. So for the rest of the month, I will give you my review on 80s movies. Rob, I caught a little bit of an audible. I hope you can forgive me. So I was supposed to watch The Goonies today, but when I woke up and I looked at the clock, the time, it didn't really fit Goonies time. So I was like, you know what? I'll pick another movie and I'll have it be around 1:30. So it was an hour and 30 minutes. Goonies was closer to 2 hours. I was like, let me save this 30 minutes and I got other stuff I need to do this morning. So I watched Short Circuit. I hope that's okay with you guys. It was made in 1986. It certainly would count as an 80s movie that I haven't seen before. And one thing, Rob, I've noticed with these 80s movies, and maybe this is something everybody knew and I just didn't know, these movies all start really slow. Like, I was thinking to myself for the first 15, 20 minutes, this is a movie that was probably super dope when it came out, that now is like, this is a waste of everybody's time to watch today. And then you know what happened? Oddly enough, Rob, the robot started reading books all of a sudden, started watching television. And next thing I know, it became a feel-good movie. Once the robot gets smart, it's a very enjoyable, lovable family film. Rob, you know what I'm giving? I'm giving Short Circuit a 7. I didn't like it as much as I like Princess Bride. I just think Princess Bride's like a fairly unique movie. I don't really think this movie was all unique, at least not in the context of today, like the storyline, like you can't really replicate it. But I thought it was really enjoyable. Like once the humor really opened up of the movie, because in the very beginning, the only humor that really was in the movie was the scientist's right hand, the coach that was the guy from The Big Green. His homeboy, I can't remember his name, the doctor, he was the only comedic value for the movie for the first 30 minutes. But then when the robot started to get really funny and smart and do things, the movie really opened up. I have noticed something else as I'm watching all these 80s movies back to back to back. The bully in the 80s movie is the same character in every single one of these movies. Like the ex-boyfriend in this movie that's trying to shoot the robot, which I don't know why he was trying to do that, knowing that the robot was a military weapon that had lasers on it. Like, I don't know if that's the thing I'd be trying to get into a gunfight with, but that's neither here nor there. He was basically Biff. He was the same. He was Biff, but the adult version of Biff. He was the same person. The bully in all of these movies are the exact same character. I have noticed and picked up on this. It took me a little bit, but I did realize that the love interest, the woman in this movie, she was the gothic girl from Breakfast Club. She was a weirdo. Was she not? That girl was weird. Now, in the end, her weirdness ended up saving the robot's life, and that part was kind of cool, but she was basically Ace Ventura Pet Detective in the 80s. That's where Ace Ventura Pet Detective probably spawns off of. She had raccoons and skunks in her house and ant farms, and she was serving non-GMO foods back before it was cool. She had a Whole Foods food truck back in the day. Oh, Stephanie. Rob, you know what I'm doing? I'm giving Short Circuit a 7, man. I don't know what you think about Short Circuit. It wasn't really on the list. And we can go to the text line and you guys can determine if I'll stay on this same path or I can continue to venture off myself. I did feel very confident, though, to venture off myself. I felt very confident in my ability to do that. I'm like, all right, I've got an idea about what I want to watch and what I don't want to watch. So I was like, all right, let me kind of venture out a little bit and let me pick my own movie. I feel good that I picked my own movie. I feel good that I came away liking it. And I think Short Circuit was fun. That's a movie I don't think you can redo, though. Like, some of these movies, like, you could remake Princess Bride, and I think it'd be really cool and modern and hip. I don't know if there's a way to redo Short Circuit now with smartphones and the way the technology has advanced. Like, there's no way to remake that movie and have it make any sense the way that it did back then. Because part of what made the movie cool in the 80s is, like, the fascination with robots and, like, artificial intelligence. Like, you can have a whole conversation with your phone right now if you want to. Like, you and Siri can talk to each other today. Siri can be your friend if you really want to. I don't know if Short Circuit today works the same exact way. I really don't know. Someone said, can we talk about our baseball team? Absolutely not. No. That's the answer to that question. No, not at all. Where did you watch Short Circuit at? I actually watched it on HBO Max. HBO Max. HBO Max actually has a lot of 80s movies. If you're into that sort of thing, Max. Between HBO Max and Netflix, you can get all your 80s dreams all in there in one place. Have you seen Short Circuit? Is that a movie that you like?
I haven't seen Short Circuit in such a long time. I don't even know if I've ever seen it start to finish. I think it was on like Spike once and I watched for a minute and I didn't really stick with it. So I'm a bad barometer of if Short Circuit is good or bad. I don't think I've ever seen it start to finish. I know what happens, but I don't know enough to be like, oh yeah, I know the beginning, middle, and end. But it's a very generic 80s movie to me, in my opinion.
Is that a series? Like, I feel like there's a Short Circuit too. I don't know, to be 100% honest with you guys. Like, I do not know if there's a Short Circuit too. But it seems like a movie that they tried to go back and redo. It seems like a movie like, yo, this movie did really well in the box office. Let's make a sequel to it. It does feel like there's a Short Circuit too. And that movie's probably terrible. You know how sometimes you can only capture that magic once. In the first one, it captured the magic. Like, the robot was really cool and fun the last like hour of the movie. It took a little bit to get going, but I'm just noticing with these 80 movies, I got to get over that. I got to get over that the movie's not going to start as fast as maybe I want there to start. But they need to, I got to just be patient. I got to give it a little bit of chance. Somebody says they did make a sequel to the movie and it's not good. Oh, it's called Chappie is the name of the movie. Chappie. Maybe he meant Crappy and I'm just reading it as Chappie, but it's spelled Chappie. Have you seen Howard the Duck? No, I've never seen Howard the Duck before. Never seen it before.
I don't think you'd like Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck was like comic book Marvel movies before Marvel movies were a thing.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I've never seen that before. You know a movie I've always wanted to see? Dick Tracy. I've never seen that before. Is that movie in the 80s? Is Dick Tracy in the 80s? Because I'm going to watch that next. That seems like a movie I would like. Oh, it came out in 1990. I can't watch it. I can't watch it, Rob. You didn't lead me down the correct path that I can't watch that movie.
You mean the movie you said 30 seconds ago, should I watch it? I didn't have time to Google it for you. I didn't lead you down a bad path. What are you talking about?
I just Googled it. All right, Rob, really quickly, tell people what else is on the list, and we'll make a determination about what movie we'll watch. I'll get back on the path if you guys want me to, but I thought the purpose of this was to watch 80s movies I've never seen before. I did watch an 80s movie that I had never seen before, so I felt like I was within my bounds.
That's correct. You did not watch from the list, but here is the list as follows. We still have the following movies on our list.
Okay.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, Ghostbusters, E.T., Uncle Buck, Weekend at Bernie's, Airplane, Fletch, When Harry Met Sally, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, St. Elmo's Fire, The Goonies, and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
I feel like it's now time for me to watch Uncle Buck.
I think Uncle Buck you'll enjoy.
Okay. I'll watch Uncle Buck tonight. I'll watch Uncle Buck after I watch the Bucks game.
There you go. Bucks to Buck.
I'll watch that afterwards. That's what I'll watch. Everybody keeps saying, how are you not? How is Howard the Duck not on your list? You guys are definitely trying to set me up. With Howard the Duck. Stop it. I've not done anything to you guys. I've enjoyed this series. You guys have given me good movie suggestions. I've had fun doing this. Don't try to sabotage me and have me watch Howard the Duck. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Someone said, have you seen Back to the Future? I watched it 2 days ago. I watched Back to the Future. I loved it. That's my favorite movie so far is Back to the Future. I really enjoy Back to the Future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.